Mr. Qadri, you are the first ever minister of anti-narcotics in Afghanistan. Thank you for joining us today to talk about the threat that drug cultivation and trade pose to your country. Some think that Afghanistan's long-term security will not be promoted without the significant engagement in the fight against the production and trade of narcotics. Would you agree?
I certainly agree that drugs and security has a link to each other. I do agree.
Why do drugs pose such a threat to the stability and the security of Afghanistan?
There are certain, certain things that I have to explain. Is that first, certainly, when you have no security, the drug business booms or it gets a lot of benefit people can do. So mostly the drug people who are in the drug, they want that that there is no security so that they can do business, they can earn illegal money, etc. On the other side, it is a threat also to the economy of the country. Economy in the sense that when you cultivate drugs, the money goes to a few hands in the country. The agriculture system destroys, you don't have other agriculture products. So that is the reason that it certainly affects the security. It is interrelated.
How do you assess the steps undertaken to tackle this phenomenon so far?
Since it's a new phenomenon, not exactly a new phenomenon, in the sense that the government has become serious to curb the cultivation of poppy, to stop the smuggling of the heroin, opium, or the opiate products. And for that, we need in the government to have the capacity, especially at this time of the history of Afghanistan, where democracy is going to be enhanced, and the country comes from destruction to normalization. Like we have seen that now we had the constitution, Loi Jirga, or the Grand Assembly, that they passed the constitution in this country. Then there was the election of the president. Then we have a new cabinet, and we hope we will have a good parliament also in the future. So all these things are very important, and due to the new constitution, we have to curb. It's clearly mentioning that we have to get rid of the poppy cultivation, and the step taken, there are many folded. Like, we have to tell the people that it has been in the constitution. We have to also provide the alternative livelihood to these people, because this is the, for the time being, they earn their livelihood from this. The other thing is that we have to reduce the demand also. That is another factor. We have to work on it. The criminal justice, which, the smugglers have to be prosecuted, how to be prosecuted, who will prosecute, because it's a sensitive issue. The capacity building, the monitoring and survey, all these things are in our plan. And the law enforcement, which is the, to a certain extent, the eradication of the poppy fields where they just grow it for more profit, not out of compulsion, or where the economical conditions are okay, means they don't need to go for the poppies. So these are the main plans that, and certainly an introduction also we will carry on with the anti-smuggling activities that will be done by the police of Afghanistan. We will try to strengthen the border police also, so that it doesn't go out of Afghanistan, which automatically has got an impact on the on the market or on the value of the opium. When it doesn't go out of Afghanistan, it remains in Afghanistan, so the prices will come down and there will be no need to buy or taken. The reason being that it's between Afghanistan and outside Afghanistan, the prices varies tremendously. If it is, it's almost 1N to 30 or to 35 times.
What are your immediate priorities in tackling the drug scourge?
Immediate is to provide alternative solutions or alternative livelihood to the people, which in short term we have to provide to the farmers the subsidies that if we can provide the subsidies, we certainly would buy their product, not the opium, but maybe it could be cotton, it could be wheat, it could be rice, which it depends from area to area. If we can encourage them by giving them subsidies, of course assisting them with fertilizer, with seeds, with the other agricultural inputs, we certainly can overcome. And these are our priorities. In the meantime, the interdiction also would go ahead.
What do you think are the long-term factors that will decide whether or not efforts to eradicate drug cultivation and trade will succeed?
The long-term is the developmental projects which we are thinking in the longer term. Afghanistan has been devastated by a war. There is no economy. We are just get money from the donor countries, American, European countries, Japan, and that is the money we depend on. We have to do some developmental work so that we stand on our own feet, and if we can achieve that, I'm 100% sure that we will be able to eradicate and see to it that no one or would be cultivating poppies.
How is the international community helping, and what kind of assistance would you like to see in the future?
For the time being, they assist us in the capacity building of the counter-narcotics ministries, whether it is in the police training or whether it is in the other, like the public information. They do assist us, they do the capacity building. They assist us on the criminal justice, they assist us in the demand reduction for the time being. But as far as the development assistance and the short-term assistance is concerned, so far we have not received, and we need, I think, a lot to be done in this regard.
Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you both.
How is the international community helping, and what kind of assistance would you like to see in the future?
For the time being, they assist us in the capacity building of the counter-narcotics ministries, whether it is in the police training or whether it is in the other, like the public information. They do assist us, they do the capacity building. They assist us on the criminal justice, they assist us in the demand reduction for the time being. But as far as the development assistance and the short-term assistance is concerned, so far we have not received, and we need, I think, a lot to be done in this regard.
Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you both.